This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. New gun rules in Boulder County restrict the use of firearms in government buildings and near polling stations and ban gun purchases and sales for people under 21. County commissioners unanimously approved five new ordinances. Commissioner Marta Lochamine.
Our hope is that other counties will look at these ordinances and use them as templates that fit for their communities.
The Colorado Springs City Council will vote next week on a new nearly $3 million program to better clean trash from city streets. CPR's Dan Boy says the city plans to employ people transitioning out of homeless to do the job.
Most of the money would go to buying four new street sweepers and other cleaning equipment. City Public Works Director Travis Easton says the excessive trash in public rights of way can harm property values and civic pride.
We don't want to be driving to work or taking the kids to school with, you know, you're passing a bunch of trash on the roadways and things like that. It just doesn't serve any of us very well.
Partnering with local aid agencies like the Springs Rescue Mission for employees would expand a two-year-old program the city uses to repair potholes. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
In Congress Wednesday, a Colorado elections official testified about the threats that election workers are facing. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Matt Crane, executive director of the Colorado County Clerks Association, told senators in the Judiciary Committee about the intimidation election workers deal with across the state. Crane, a Republican, said it stems from the lie that the 2020 presidential election was stolen, and he had a not-so-simple ask for Congress. Stand up for election workers.
We need people to step up and lead. And if they don't want to lead, then get behind us. We'll lead.
He also asked senators to make it easier for local election officials to access federal funds to improve security. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
And it's back to Washington a little later on Morning Edition, and a subject that President Biden may no longer be avoiding, whose name has been unspoken at the White House. This is CPR News and KRCC.